Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here on this Christmas Day 2017. This is my 21st consecutive live Christmas show. Most of them, five out of seven have been on Christmas Day. Of course, the weekends, when Christmas is on a Saturday or Sunday, I didn't do the show on those days, but I did them on the Friday before. So that's the reason I'm calling this my 21st consecutive Christmas show. And today it's live on the day. And, when I started doing this show, somebody said, why are you doing the Christmas show? It was the first year. I'd only been on the air for a couple of months. And I said, I didn't know you weren't supposed to. So by not knowing that information, I just kept right on going, and we've been doing it ever since. And so right now it's just you and me. We got another guest coming up later in the hour, but right now I want to reflect on some thoughts of Scrooges. Do you know much about Scrooges? Well, some say I'm a Scrooge, and they might be right. But I have three exhibits. Some say they're excuses in my defense of this indictment. First, the early part of my career was spent in retail. Well, retailers know that what that does to your holiday spirit, what retail does to your holiday spirit. There's a syndrome for everything else, right? So why not one for retail survivors? Let's call it PTHSS, Post-Traumatic Holiday Shock Syndrome. The holidays are rough on retailers, aren't they? Number two, since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving. Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year long. Let's not lose our heads. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. And as an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, I think you'll agree with me, it's obligation. For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute Christmas gift, other feels obligated to reciprocate. Not me. I'll do something nice for them in March. Also, after Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone not on your list, do you rush to get them a card out? I don't. Maybe next year. In the world according to Ebenezer Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. Voluntary, not obligatory. In fact, to a Scrooge, not reciprocating is endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending to our economy is not lost on me. I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans have wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. So, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, apparently there are no female Scrooges, let me clear up a few things. Scrooges can be lovable, huggable, and yes, even cute. Number one. Number two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous. But their generosity isn't obsessive, isn't tied to a calendar, and doesn't come with giggles. And number three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without saying bless their hearts over and over again. And finally, in order to influence an acquittal, I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. First, I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who sustain the silliness. But please be patient. The mill of the Scrooge grinds slowly. Here's the challenge for you, for us. I challenge us to be more generous, loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long, not just on the holidays. Imagine what would happen if we practice peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound something like this. Let's help those people right now, yes, in the middle of July. And finally, folks, I want to say I'd like to recommend something to you that I've been doing for some time now. I really do. I tease a little bit about being a Scrooge, but I kind of am a little bit, and here's why. Over the years, it bothered me that we had all this stuff, my family and the children, and we just literally, every year it got worse and worse. And I wasn't hearing anybody talk about what had been done for anyone else outside of our little group, our little family. Now, everybody there contributes money to a church. Everyone there has their charities, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone there is a giving person. But still, nothing associated with what we were doing. And that really bugged me. And so several years ago, I told the adults in my family, I'm not going to buy you any more presents because I give you things all year long. I don't wait to Christmas. If I want to give you something, I give it to you all year long. So I'm not going to give you any more Christmas presents. I'm going to take that money and quite a bit more, and I'm going to give it to people who need it. And I'd recommend that you do the same thing. Don't give me a Christmas present. I don't need anything. Think about it. How hard is it to buy Dad a Christmas present? We all have dealt with that, right? Well, don't worry about it. Dad doesn't need anything. Take that money and give it to someone who needs it. And it took me a while to find. I was looking for the holes in the net, the safety net. America has a wonderful safety net to help people who need help. But it's not a floor, it's a net. That means there are holes. That means there are some people who fall through in certain circumstances. Look for those holes. That's what I did, and I found it. And ever since then, my Christmases have been a lot better. I've been probably a little bit less of a Scrooge, and that's not a bad thing. I'm Jim Blassing, Game 20 After. I'll be right back. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.